Do you all believe in miracles?
Yes.
Yeah, oh Hashem. You believe in Hashem? That's what you need, to believe in Hashem and to know that there's miracles. So sometimes you learn Torah from a book, sometimes you learn Torah from a class, and sometimes you learn about the greatness of Hashem from the miracles that Hashem does to you. And there's no better way to learn about the greatness of Hashem but the miracles that He does.
Is this recording?
Yeah. And we have a serious problem in our generation, and it was already foreseen hundreds of years ago by the holy Rabbi Nachman from Breslev, who said that our problem in our generation will be emuna. We don't believe. We're going to be placed in severe situations, hard tests, challenges all day long to test our emuna. That's it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants to see if you believe. He doesn't necessarily, of course, he wants to see you showing up to the minyan, he wants to see you learning Torah, applying Ve'ahavta le'racha kamocha and so forth, but he's going to test us constantly with emunah. So he's going to put you in stress and tests and challenges to see how strong your emunah is and what do you do when you really are pressed to the corner. I'm going to share with you a personal story. I usually don't like sharing personal stories, but you have to hear that. It's just not normal. I think it's a greater miracle than Kriyat Yam Suf. So, the story goes that first of all, you know, Baruch Hashem, we have a big organization, many things happening in the background that most people don't even see. But with the more the organization grows, the financial burden grows with it. And that's why for many years I didn't want to have too many things. I said, I'll just teach, I'll go do lectures, I'll put them online. We call in Hebrew, Rosh Katan. Small head, I don't need to go. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu has different plans. And you see, Baruch Hashem, we opened the women's center and then the men's program and the shul and Baruch Hashem, many other activities. And needless to say, whether you notice or not, this is a very large financial responsibility. And I mean, people don't even, I don't think people notice it. Just the meals we have here on Shabbat, this is one meal costs more than an average salary of an Israeli citizen. So, I mean, I'm not chas v'shalom complaining in any way. This is a huge mitzvah and we enjoy every part that we do, but a lot of people just come from, they see the external part and they think, you know, things just happen by the course of nature. Things don't just happen like that. And of course, and needless to say, you see we're now going towards the new building, a big shul, just a shul, just that you have an idea. When I'm looking now around for Aron Kodesh, and say, you know, Aron Kodesh is about $250,000 shekel. Aron Kodesh. Now, if you want something nice, of course, I'm not talking about something like this, temporary for the couple months. So, you know, sometimes you see the show, you don't understand what it takes behind the show. Nevertheless, needless to say, every month, there's big bills. This is another thing. I don't share it because first of all, it's not nobody's business, but also I don't like sharing certain things because, you know, that doesn't need to be, people don't need to be stressed. Oh my gosh, you know, just our electricity bill, just in this building, this is an amount and a half, and then the water bill, and these are things that, you know, the general bypass comes in. Doesn't even notice that. If you would know how much money, and again, I'm not telling you that you'll feel now under stress and be like, oh my gosh, I can't touch nothing here. You know, just the coffee and the teas, how much they cost a month. Just make a quick calculation. A box of tea, 30 shekels. We're going through boxes here for like, you know, just the spoons, the cups. And again, I don't want you now to be like, okay, I'm not drinking tea anymore. This is not the point. The point is to for the build-up, to the punchline, but you know, just holding and sustaining a place like this, just the arnona, you know, the local tax. I don't even tell you what's the arnona here and the electricity, and so puts a lot of financial stress. Not stress, financial burden. Listen, you, and I'm not talking about my personal needs. I have a family, 6 kids, Baruch Hashem, to feed them, bathe them, clothe them, and so forth. But nevertheless, so, you know, there's a lot of, and a lot of other things going on in the background that most people don't see here on a daily basis. They don't necessarily notice. So, Baruch Hashem, I'm very thankful for everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us and the opportunity. And but needless to say, just to focus on our topic, to what I want to say now, is that there is a very large financial burden going on constantly. So, and Baruch Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu has solutions for everything. So, needless to say, once a month, huge bills, credit card bills, and so forth. But comes already every certain period that comes even a larger amount, you know, where we have to pay for the building. And many others, you know, there's a monster on our left that needs massive finance. The monster, not even a monster, some of the building. Anyways, and again, and many other. Okay, so, and needless to say, every deadline puts again, you know, there's a countdown when's the next payment for this, the next payment for that. Okay. So, 2 days ago, actually yesterday, was the cutoff of the 15th of the month, of a lot of large payments had to go down. And needless to say, the last 30 days before that, getting from here and making sure this is, you know, putting a strain. Now, comes a few days ago, maybe, what are we now, on Wednesday, so Sunday. Sunday. And I see that we're missing a lot of money to pass this deadline. A lot. Now, throughout the month before, I'm already seeing, you know, what can be done. But now comes the how they time, the Zman Emet, a day before the cutoff, and I see I'm missing a very large amount. What's my options? I go into the bank. Tell them, listen, this is the situation, this is that. Bank manager looks at me, he's like, I can't help you. Tell him, why can't you help me? I mean, you see, this is not a, it's not a personal account that has a minimum wage salary. This is a big business account. So he's like, I can't help you. And of course, my first reaction is anger towards the shaliach. And in my mind, you know, the Yetzer Hara is already preparing the type of curses that is about to come out. You know, if somebody doesn't help you right away, you wish him to explode for body parts to... But nevertheless, not going to get too visual here. And I'm telling him, listen, we'll do this, we'll do that. And after a short while, he tells me, I cannot help you. Goodbye. And of course, I'm telling you that like any natural instinct is right away to have anger, animosity, and hate towards this person. Why aren't you helping me? What's your big deal? And right away comes the first process of relax. It's just a shaliach. It's the Kadosh Baruch Hu that's closing the door right now. And he tells me, I cannot help you and I will not help you. I can't even give you one more shekel. Okay, I go out of the bank. And I'm trying any possible situation. Now this is not to borrow from somebody 500 shekels. Okay, I'm trying whatever I can. All the options, all the doors are closed. I got some help here, this, but I'm still missing a very large amount. Not half a million, but a large amount. Okay, I go out, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And I'm telling to myself, I'm walking back home, and I'm telling the only thing that can change here is a miracle's cash. It's just cash to put in the bank. Why am I getting cash right now? You know, I go to the little pushkas. There's, oh my God, there's 3.5 shekels in here and 2.5 shekels in that one. And this is not going to do anything. Tov, simultaneously, this is how the Kadosh Baruch Hu works in the universe in unbelievable ways. You ever saw the movie Ushpizin?
Yes. Yeah.
Remember the part that they needed money? Now the man is going and he's in the forest doing it, bodedut, and she's somewhere reading Tehillim, and on the other side the guy's like counting money.
אני לא יודע.
תגיד מספר.
מה מספר?
תגיד מספר, נו.
אני יודע, 35.
תתחיל לספר. One, two.
ריבונו של עולם, אנחנו צריכים נס. נס, ריבונו של עולם, נס. בבקשה, נס, ריבונו של עולם. בבקשה, נס, ריבונו של עולם, נס,
אה? רבנו הקדוש רבי נחמן מברסלב, ריבונו של עולם, בזכות הזכויות שלו, תשמע אותנו, תן לנו נס, אבא שבשמיים.
13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
נס. נודע שירביצן ימי מנוחות נעלה.
נס, ריבונו של עולם, נס, נס, נס.
גם כי אלך בגיא צל מוות לא אראה רע, כי אתה עמדי.
I'm going home now and I'm like, Hashem, Hashem, I love you. And I start reading anything that is existing in the world. I read Tikkun HaKlali, Tehillim, Shir HaShirim, Perek Shirah. I read everything, whatever I can. And I'm standing on my porch talking to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, pleading my case. And simultaneously, my wife is in Chatzor. And my wife never gets to, like, do anything. Busy. You see how busy she is. She was with my daughter, and they decided to stop somewhere just to take a walk and a hike. She's texting me pictures of beautiful trees. As all this is happening, my wife's phone is ringing. Now, I don't know if you remember, noticed here on Shabbat, in the morning when we were learning, there was a Jewish gentleman over there with a shtreimel. Remember him?
Yeah.
We were learning in the morning.
Yeah.
And he was sitting there with a shtreimel and he was listening. He was learning, but listening. He stayed here in one of the rooms. Yeah, yeah.
In New York.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No need to mention his name. But nevertheless, you know, you saw him. You couldn't miss him. He was a big guy.
A big
shtreimel, very, very, very special guy. Okay. He calls my wife. Like this. I need you to help me. I need you to help me. What happened? I need you to help me. I stayed by you on Shabbat. Okay, relax. What happened? After Shabbat, on Sunday, I went to Nof Kinneret and I stayed in a tzimmer there. Okay, relax. What happened? I'll help you. No, don't ask. I forgot a very large amount of money in a pillowcase in that hotel. Can you go there? Sure, no problem. Where is my wife? She's on the bus coming back from Chatzor, exactly where the bus stopped to go down to the neighborhood of Nof Kinneret. She gets off with my daughter. They go to this bed and breakfast, this tzimmer. She comes in and she says, listen, I know it might sound a little bit weird. Mr. So-and-so sent me. He stayed here the day before yesterday. He forgot something in the room. Sorry, we can't let you in the room. But no, you don't understand. He forgot something in the room. She's like, well, the room is already cleaned. I can't let you in. No, miss, my wife is like saying, excuse me, miss, you don't understand. Something very valuable he forgot in the room. I can't let you in the room. The room was already cleaned. My wife is like bribing her. Let me go into the room. What was left? Anyways, at the end, after negotiation, my wife tells her, listen, he left a very large amount of cash in a pillowcase. She was like, the cleaners for sure would take it. They go into the room. Now, you know how in hotels you have the pillows that are on the bed, and then the pillows that they put in the closet if you want an extra pillow. They turn the room upside down. What do you know? Here's a pillow. And my wife puts the hand into the pillowcase, and wow, a big, large amount of cash. Okay, my wife calls him. Of course, she had to pay the clerk off, whatever. And the funny thing is, they go out of the hotel. Out of nowhere comes a dog and starts running after my wife and daughter madly, barking at them, trying to bite them. And they're running off like maniacs. And the dog is running after them. And at some point, my wife stopped and she was like, I got to protect my daughter. My daughter was screaming her head off. My wife picks up a rock and she screams at the dog, I'm going to kill you. The dog says, and in dog language, and he goes away. Okay. Now, I'm at home. This is all simultaneously. We have to make a movie out of it. This is all happening in Canaan, and here in Tzfat, I'm talking to Hashem, Hashem, you know, I need a miracle, and I love you, and I do everything for you, and I'm pleading my case with the Kadosh Baruch, okay? And I'm telling you, I read any possible text in the Jewish scripts, just to, whatever. And as those tell, I finish my session with the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Hashem. Hashem, it's all up to you. I don't know what to say. I'm just the operator here. You're the owner. I go up. I sit on my computer. Okay, who can I call? What can I do? And I'm thinking. And my daughter comes up the stairs and she's like, "Don't ask." And she's holding a huge, large stack of cash. And I'm like, "What is that?" And she's joking, and she says, somebody gave a big donation. And she was like, no, I'm joking. You're not going to believe this. I'm like, well, at this point, I'm going to believe everything you tell me. My wife walks in, and I hear her calling the guy, I got it. Okay, and I'm like, what's going on here? She was like, don't ask, remember this guy? She tells me the whole story. And I'm like, how much is in this stack of cash? She tells me X amount of money and a lot. And I'm like, she was like, why, what's wrong? Tell her, this is the exact amount that I am missing in the bank to all the payments to go through. And she was like, looking at me, I'm looking at her, I'm looking at Hashem, and I'm like, no. I mean, what are the odds that the amount that I need in cash shows up? This is a five-figure amount. And I'm like, this is not normal. Somebody come and give me 200 shekels, I'll be like, okay. What? And I told her, are you sure? She says, yeah, that's the amount.
What
is
it? Who is it? Who is it? Who is it?
Who
is it? Who is it? Who is it?
לרב משה בלנגה, חג שמח, מתנה שלא על מנת להחזיר, אוהבי ישראל. כמה יש פה?
$1,000.
בטוחה?
לא ספרתי 30 פעם, 1,000 עגול.
אשתי, את מבינה מה קרה פה? אשכרה נס. ברוך שומע תפילה. ברוך שומע תפילה. אני לא מאמין. נס.
נס.
נס. אשכרה נס. $1,000 השתבח שמו.
ריבונו של עולם. אתה אמיתי. שיחקת אותה בגדול.
אבא, תודה.
ריבונו של עולם. נהיה פה נס. אני לא מאמינה.
ריבונו של עולם.
תעתה, תודה רבה. תודה רבה לך.
זה היה נס. זה היה נס, ריבונו של עולם.
And I tell my wife exactly what's going on. She's like, call him. This is a miracle. We call him up. We tell him the situation. And my wife tells him, listen, this is the exact amount. Now I start telling him, listen, you know, he's going back to America. I told him, listen, there's money in the bank account in America. We can transfer the money in America. I can't do it in Israel, because till we'll show up in Israel, it's too late. But in America, no problem. Now a phone call, you get the money in America. He tells me, relax, it's okay. And he tells me, listen, I was about to use this money. Somebody's now in Tzfat who's about to come and take the money to come and deliver it for me in Yerushalayim, because I bought some stuff in a Judaica store, and that's what the money's for. So he's like, if you want, maybe you pay directly the Judaica store, keep the cash. And we call the Judaica store, now can I pay with a credit card? Yeah, of course, why not? So now I have a month, because I paid it with a credit, I have a whole month. I have the money. And I come to the bank, I'm like, na 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 na. And my wife and me looking at each other, I'm like, this is not normal. Now, this is not over. Now, on the day, on the kind of date, is the date when credit cards, I mean, we charge credit cards here, that's when, and I'm counting, I mean, everything is here on the shekel. I'm waiting for the morning to the email, to get the email of the report, how much I'm getting, and I'm getting, I see I'm missing still, like 5,000 shekels. I'm like, why, what happened? I called the credit card company, what's going on? No, we moved it to this account, to that account. And I'm like, no, I thought I got my breakthrough. Anyways, long story short, at least the majority of them, and now I had to run to the bank to make another deposit, to move from a different bank. We're still missing something, very small. I have to still run to the bank. But the majority just came like that, in such an odd, weird, miraculous way. What are the odds that the exact amount that I'm missing, this guy forgets in cash, in a pillowcase, exactly where my wife is, to go and get it. And I'm like, this is not normal. This is where the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you think I don't have ways to solve problems? I can make cash appear in 1 second, if you want, if you have emunah. If you have the right emunah, the real emunah, I told you many times, if you believe you can walk through this wall, you will walk through the wall. You cannot go through the wall because you don't believe you can walk through the wall. If you meditate enough to believe, of course I can walk through the wall, you will walk through walls. How do you think that Tanaim and great Mekubalim were doing that? Because their level of emunah was pure emunah. Wasn't, we have maybe 90% emunah, 92, 93. Even if you have 99.9%, it's worthless because you're missing that little piece of emunah of the belief in Hashem that will cause the miracle to happen. We are the problems of our own failure. We are the ones who are blocking the shefa from coming in. You open the barriers, it's all about emunah. The Kadosh Baruch Hu pushes you to a corner to say, let's see how much you believe, how much you give over. And say, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I can't do anything. You can do whatever you want. If you can make the C-split, you can make a bag of cash appear in a pillowcase. This was not normal. This is, again, this is, I'm not talking here about 1,000 shekel or 10,000 shekels. This is a huge amount that out of, and in my mind, I'm saying, I called any person I know, any situation, any possible way. And the conclusion was the rest of the amount is can only be cash. And in my mind, like, how am I getting this one? I'm going to run in the streets now like a maniac with a tzedakah box. And this cash just appears. And in the right moment, the right, who leaves thousands of dollars in a pillowcase in a hotel? Put it in a safe. What? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What are the odds? Now, everything worked precisely, perfectly. Now, there's so many miracles in the miracles. The Judaica store that we paid with the credit card was a large amount. And exactly on that day, the other credit card bill went down, so it cleared credit on the credit card. If not, the credit card already was like already scraping the max. So the same day one credit card was paid, there was a credit card was available a certain amount. And not only that, the other part that brought another big payment was only cleared today, and all the payments went yesterday. Now what happens in the bank, it's dated the 15, but shows only on the 16. You saw that I ran here like a maniac now. To be the first, they just opened the bank, hey, wait, don't do anything. So, and the whole night, I was up all night to waiting for the date cutoff, so it will show in the other account, because it didn't show. It didn't, the transfer didn't show. And in the morning, I was like, Hashem, so between the minyan and I ran home, I looked in the computer, oh gosh, it moved everything on the second. So the point is that we're still missing a very small amount, but this is bobkes towards compared to the big amount. The point to take from that is the Kadosh Baruch Hu constantly tests you. A, he wants to see how much emunah you have. That's first of all. And we, in most cases, we fail in the emunah part, not in other things, not in getting upset and losing my temper and losing my focus. Is the emunah. I don't believe. I right away fall into sadness, depression, despair. I panic. Where's your emunah? Hakadosh Baruch Hu did such miracles for us for the last 1,000 years. He's not going to help you? You are the one who stops this miracle from happening. Besides the fact, it just goes to show to you that what's the power of prayer. Prayer, if you have sincere prayer, it will break all barriers in Shamayim. Any kitrug, any wall, the real prayer will break when you really pray from your kishkes. We don't pray from our kishkes. Hold on, if you don't mind one moment. We don't really pray from our guts. Rather, we know when there's pressure, that's when you really, really pray. And I'm telling you that little hidbodedut session I had there, this was like, I should have prayed for Mashiach, not for mommy. I just goes to show to you what is the power of emunah, what is the power of bitachon in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, what is the power of sincere prayer. And needless to say, when you do something for the sake of Shamayim, I kept saying to myself and to Hashem, what do you want from me? I mean, I'm not doing here, this is not for my personal gain, I'm not trying to gain anything here. This is just for the sake of the mitzvah, it's just for Lashem Shamayim, just to do Kiddush Hashem. Why it has to come with so much nisyonot? Why it has to come with so much pressure and challenges and stress? So the point is, you know, we talked about before that everybody was sick in Iyar. I was sick 2 weeks consistently. Sick for a couple of days, got better, week later got sick again. And you know, now Yonatan said also got sick. I think in Iyar, since Iyar is the month of healing, the acronym of Iyar is Ani Hashem Rofecha, is Hashem makes you sick so He can heal you and you can acknowledge that the refuah, the healing comes from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't matter who you are, what you do, how healthy you eat, it doesn't matter. I don't eat unhealthy, I don't do that, I don't smoke, I don't do anything that should cause me to be sick.
But being so healthy,
yeah,
I find mold hidden all over.
So why would I twice a week after a week become sick? Why? So the Kadosh Baruch Hu will show you, I am the responsible for everything. If I will make you sick, I will heal you. If you believe, if you are aligned with me, I'll do whatever you want. I'll do like whatever I want. The Kadosh Baruch Hu has no problem to change anything in this world, to organize the world. I don't want to say the word manipulate, but to organize that everything can be exactly perfect. You just need to allow it to happen. And we, with our limitation, cause the world to not operate the way the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. So, again, I like I said, I usually don't like sharing personal stories. There's a lot of other little details in there that are not so relevant, but it was just a miracle over a miracle, and it just comes to show you that when you really believe the Kadosh Baruch Hu can do something and you're giving all the responsibility to Hashem, Hashem can do whatever He wants. Especially when it goes to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But we have to really work on our emunah. We have to constantly build this emunah that the Kadosh Baruch Hu can do whatever He wants, whenever He wants. This is just one example with money. You know, everybody here has different challenges, whether it's a court case or getting your aliyah papers or your visa, whatever. The challenge is not only with my parnasah, with my finance, or finding my other half. Every moment here is a challenge. Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, this is a game here. This is the game of patience and belief and trust and prayer. Play according to the rules of the game. You'll see miracles. You're not going to even believe how the Kadosh Baruch Hu. This I'm telling you, I don't think I'm emphasizing that. This is not normal that I was in a dead end. This is not coming to somebody telling him, can you borrow me 500 shekels because I need to pay a bill. This was, and needless to say, if Chas V'Shalom, the bank would not allow it, you know what a disaster? This is not that I'm not paying my grocery bill and the guy will get upset at me. This could have caused a financial disaster now. What would happen now if all this money would not go through? And the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, why was the amount of cash so small? Couldn't he be like 500,000? Something. So, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you exactly what you need. That was amazing. It was literally on the dollar. I was like, this is not normal. It wasn't $100 less, $1,000. It was the amount. Exactly. And you know, with also you have an exchange rate. I mean, I need shekels, not dollars. With the exchange rate, it was exactly the amount with some change, like 120 shekels change. I was like, oh, great. Let's go buy some bubble gum. But the point is to take from this that we live off miracles. We live off the divine providence of Hashem, and we live off the miraculous actions of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Just need to subdue ourselves to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, believe that the Kadosh Baruch Hu can do whatever He wants, and give Him that credit. You give Him the credit and you work on your belief, you become untouchable, you become unbeatable. I want to get to the point, you know, the sages, certain sages reach to such a level of emunah. You know, we learn all the time from Rabbi Chaim Vital, his books. He used to constantly do what's called kfitzat aderech. In English, I think it's called to teleport. He would just meditate and up, he's somewhere else. How do you do such a thing? You know what the level of emunah it is? That you believe, I'm not here right now, I'm there. And I'm there. So, needless to say, how emunah is the most powerful thing that can exist, and that's why specifically our test in this generation is emunah, is to apply emunah and to believe the Kadosh Baruch Hu can do whatever He wants, whatever He wants, whenever He wants. And needless to say, the Kadosh Baruch Hu tov umativ lakol, yi shem Hashem mevorach ma'atav ad olam. Rabbi Hananiah ben Hakasher omer, ratza Kadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael, lefichach hirba lehem תורה ומצוות, שנאמר אדוני חפץ למען צדקו, יגדיל תורה ויאדיר.